Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Former Vice President Joe Biden finally left his house. He was celebrating Memorial Day. Fox's Griff Jenkins with more.
Former Vice President Biden donning a black mask, emerging in public for the first time in 2 months. He was out to lay a wreath at a veterans memorial in Delaware with his wife, Jill. He made no public remarks, but was asked by the press how it felt to get out.
Mr. Biden, how's it feel to be out here for the first time in 2 months?
This comes as Biden continues taking heat from the host of the Breakfast Club radio show over his record with African Americans. But there are reports this morning that the Biden campaign is looking to change the subject, planning to make a strong case that President Trump has handled the pandemic poorly. It is mishandling now the economy on the way back to a recovery.
Biden's still facing allegations of sexual assault from a former campaign employee. The Sedgwick County Health Department continuing its free drive-through COVID-19 testing after being closed yesterday. You are required to have two or more symptoms to be tested. You need to make an appointment by first calling 211 to answer screening questions and be given further instructions. Wichita businessman Wink Hartman tells KNSS News how the pandemic has impacted the restaurant and hospitality industries.
We've closed six of our restaurants, well, all six of them, and laid off over 200 employees. So you're talking about servers, kitchen, dish house, cooks, all of these people that desperately need those jobs to pay their rent, make their car payments, they're out of a job.
Wink Hartman was a guest on the John Whitmer Show. That's heard Sunday nights at 7 o'clock here on KNSS. Although many Memorial Day commemorations were canceled this year, some Wichitans made sure that they still honored those who lost their lives in battle. Yesterday, on Memorial Day, volunteers from VFW Post 112 spent their afternoon at Wichita Highland and Maple Grove cemeteries on North Hillside, visiting 1,300 gravesites. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes Foundation is going to provide 15 scholarships for the children of U.S. Navy SEALs. The 15 and the Mahomes Foundation made the announcement yesterday in conjunction with Memorial Day. The foundation will provide a grant for 15 scholarships to children of the United States Navy SEALs through the SEAL Legacy Foundation. The honored SEAL Legacy Scholarship Program awards annual college scholarships for academic and associated costs for children of U.S. Navy SEALs. Those 15 scholarships will go towards the families of the more than 100 SEALs who have paid the ultimate sacrifice since 9/11. Beginning today, the nation's farmers and ranchers may apply for $19 billion in coronavirus farm aid.
The Kansas Farm Management Association released its annual economic data based on the 970 agricultural operations that their economists advised on financial decisions. Farm balance sheets were heavily subsidized by government payments, with more than 72% of the income Kansas farmers received last year coming from the government, their figures show. On average, each Kansas farm received more than $80,000. From the government last year. The biggest chunk came from more than $60,000 per farm through a federal program that aimed to help producers hurt by tariffs in trade disputes.
Has your dental appointment been postponed during a stay-at-home order? Well, this is what to expect when you sit in the chair again.
What will a visit to the dentist be like in the COVID-19 era? You may be asked to wait outside for your appointment, not in the waiting room. You'll likely see personnel in full PPE gear, including N95 masks. Many will use a high-powered suction device to clear away droplets that could carry the virus. Some dentists may require you to wear a rubber device called a dam that covers up most of your mouth, except for the area where the dentist is working. All of that may not sound too appealing, but if you've been putting off needed dental work, this may be the safest way to get it done. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
6:35 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's check our weather forecast as we head into this week, and this work week anyway, on this Tuesday. Let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of low pressure has been stuck in place over the south-central part of the country. That's continued to bring in moisture and cloud cover and giving us the chance of rain and a few thunderstorms. Looks like it will finally be lifting out by Thursday. Scattered showers possible early on with today's high 72, 56 tonight. Tomorrow, rain chances off and on with a high 77. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, a bit of a gusty wind out of the north. We're under a cloudy sky, 60 degrees here on this Tuesday morning, May 26th, day after Memorial Day, and back to the work week for many. KNSS News Time is 6:36 with Steve and Ted. One man's trash, another man's treasure, as the saying goes. In this case, a man's treasure almost became trash until a car wash worker in North Carolina got involved. The worker was taking out the car wash trash, and he found a $1,200 IRS stimulus check in the garbage. The worker and his daughter helped find the recipient. The recipient says he wasn't expecting to get a check in the mail after recently moving. He says he has no idea how the check ended up in the trash. But he says he's grateful to get the money because he was behind on his rent. So the $1,200 came in handy there. And thanks to that car wash worker and his daughter that helped track the guy down. Hope they got some sort of reward.
That'd be nice.
Other than the ultimate reward of just doing a good deed. COVID-19, of course. We've been dealing with it now for 2.5 months, pretty much. Wallet Hub has come out with another list identifying which states have the best health infrastructure based on 14 key metrics.
You know, I bet we do okay on this one.
The data sets ranges from the state's public health emergency preparedness funding per capita, the share of the population that is uninsured, the number of hospital beds per capita. So, yeah, stuff like that. So health infrastructure in Kansas, we do rank in the top 20.
Nice.
Public health emergency preparedness funding per capita. The metric we did not do as well in, we're in the bottom half, share of uninsured population.
Ah, so there's a problem.
Kansas, but still 27th. We're still not too far from the middle of the pack.
Okay.
Right around the middle. We're in the top 20 as well in emergency centers and services per capita, so that's good. And then we really ranked very highly in the top 6 in the nation, 6th in public hospital system quality, whatever that means, and 6th in number of hospital beds per capita.
Nice.
So, and by the time they crunched all 14 of those numbers, Wallet Hub rates Kansas as 8th best in health infrastructure for coronavirus.
Nice. All right. Cool.
So there's some of those answers if you believe in the Wallet Hub stuff, or if you don't, there it is anyway.
Hmm.
And the state that came up with the best health numbers was North Dakota. They said North Dakota has the strongest online healthcare services in the country, allowing patients to smoothly and securely communicate with doctors and insurance providers remotely. It's a very remote state. You would expect their online stuff to be decent. Of course, two-thirds of our state is very remote as well. You would think Western Kansas would
right. And I was actually basing my guess on the fact that they continually cite Overland Park seemingly as this great place. It does really well on their cities lists pretty consistently. I was kind of expecting that that'd be kind of, I don't know, reflected in this as well, kind of bringing the average up as far as their urban centers are concerned.
Wallet Hub also says North Dakota's public health emergency preparedness funding is one of the highest in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why North Dakota did well in this Wallet Hub study of health infrastructure for the coronavirus. It is coming up on 640 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now it's time to get the commodities update after holiday weekend. Let's check in with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and Jan. Friday, the cattle complex had early session highs and came off of those highs as the live cattle closed negative, but the feeder cattle slightly positive. The cattle and feed report Friday afternoon came right in line with the pre-report estimates. It's hard to say how it will affect the futures trading today. It will likely have little effect due to the lack of any surprise in the report. Lean hogs on Friday ended last week with triple-digit losses. August live cattle Friday, 90 cents lower at 97.32. August feeders down 7 cents at 128.80, with July hogs down $1.27 at 55.90. Now, overall, Friday, the trading and the news was very, very quiet for our wheat, corn, and soybean futures. They all closed negative, with some contracts making new lows for the week. Now, last week, we saw July Casey wheat lose 8 cents for the week, while July corn lost a penny, July soybeans lost a nickel for the week. We are seeing mixed trade this morning with very little fresh news. July Casey wheat's down a penny at 443.5. July corn's 2 cents higher at 320, with July soybeans up a nickel at 838.25. July crude oil is trading 79 cents higher at 34.04, with June gold down $10.60 at 1724.90. The June S&P is 52 points higher at 3005, with the June dollar index 64 cents lower at 99.25, and June Dow Jones futures up 473 points at 24,897. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, as we enter this final week of May, has there been any overarching story for commodities during the month of May?
It's mostly been a negative look. Especially the livestock markets. Now things are starting to show a little bit of help out there in some of the fundamentals, but this coronavirus situation has took its own toll in our ag markets also.
We also had an early Memorial Day this year. So usually you figure once you hit Memorial Day, the month is over. We still got a week to go in May.
Exactly. We got this week to get through, and it looks like we still got some cool temperatures and wet weather maybe to go through too.
Did we get enough rain this weekend to make a difference for any crops out there?
Oh, yes. In places it did, but you've also still got places in the far west, southwest part of the state of Kansas, still on the dry side.
All right. We'll keep an eye on it. Thanks, Tom. Have a great day.
Thank you.
That is the Commodities Update. Always great information every weekday morning at this time with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good to hear from Tom. It is 642 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Paycheck protection payback disadvantages. We'll find out more on that from Don Grant, the money tracker. He'll be joining us shortly right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.